Country Bob FM.
Time for today's almanac. Today, Wednesday, October 18th, 291st day of the year today. Oh, by the way, the All Request Lunch Hour is going to be live today at the Legion in Richfield. It's the Minneapolis Richfield American Legion, and we'll be out there broadcasting live today, noon to one, so come out and have lunch. And there's a rumor that somebody named Neil Freeman might be heading that way.
I have to. It's in my job description to make it out to the...
Yeah,
at least once. I have not been out there yet, so...
Because you have to prove that I've actually been there, because right. I do have the wherewithal to go home and fake a broadcast.
Yeah.
Make it sound
yes.
live.
Yeah.
And you know, with sound effects and various other things.
Sure.
Be able to fake it. So you're actually validating the fact, because I haven't gotten paid for any of those appearances.
Yeah.
So you have to validate it, so then I can get my check. Pretty much is what that process is.
Yep.
74 days left to go this year. 1767, the old Mason-Dixon line was agreed upon.
Oh, yeah.
Had a guy named Mason, a guy named Dixon. They went out there and they surveyed the thing. It was the boundary between Maryland and Pennsylvania. In current day now, it includes also portions of the boundaries of Delaware and West Virginia.
There was a country band for a brief time named Mason-Dixon.
Did they do anything?
Not much. No, they were pretty obscure. They released about 8 songs. And I don't know that any of them made it past the top 40.
We just heard from Dan Seals not too long ago. He had a song. It wasn't a huge hit, but he had one called Mason-Dixon Line.
That's right.
That I remember.
That's right. Yep.
1867, exactly 100 years later, the U.S. took formal possession of Alaska as they bought the state for $7.2 million. That came out to 2 cents an acre.
Wow.
It was a good deal.
That is a good deal.
Picking up Alaska, 1867. Yeah. Apparently, this was the day to take control and possession of things, because in 1898, some 31 years later after that, U.S. took control of Puerto Rico. They had just won their independence from Spain, and then we took control of it. I wonder what they thought about that, but...
We're easier to get along with than Spain.
That's what I've been told. We're closer. We're more in the neighborhood, so we're more readily available than the Spaniards. And of course, Puerto Rico really battling back. It was Maria hit it hard.
Yeah,
Hurricane Maria really, really hit it hard. 1898, 1922, BBC established on this date. British Broadcasting Corporation, still going strong. They have some good shows on the BBC America.
Yes, they do.
You see that on your cable provider, DirecTV or Dish. 1931, Thomas Edison passed away.
One of the great inventors ever, right?
I think so. I mean, just go by these numbers. He held more than 1,300 patents.
Wow.
In his life, including those for the phonograph and the incandescent electric lamp, just to name a few. There's a good list of ones that he came up with that really didn't pan out. And I wish I had that list here, but...
What was his nickname? He was the Wizard.
He was the Wizard of Menlo Park.
That's what it was.
He was the Wizard. We're off to see the Wizard. The Wizard of Menlo Park. But instead of following the yellow brick road, I'm not sure what you would follow.
The incandescent electric lamp.
Follow the incandescent electric lamp. Follow the incandescent electric lamp. Follow. 1930. There's not a whole lot of rhythm to it. 1944, during World War II, Soviet troops invaded Czechoslovakia. Yeah. I like to reference it as Sudetenland, the Sudetenland. But here they call it Czechoslovakia.
Yeah.
That was 1944. 1956, NFL commissioner Burt Bell. I wonder if he had as much power as Roger Goodell has right now. Burt Bell was the same.
I doubt it.
He disallowed the use of radio-equipped helmets. They had thought about using radio-equipped helmets by NFL quarterbacks way back in 1956.
Wow.
But they said, you can't do it. And, of course, they do it now.
Now they do it, yeah.
Now they do it to get plays in and whatnot. And the quarterback then can order his post-game pizza.
Mm-hmm.
1958, the first computer-arranged marriage took place on Art Linkletter's show. And IBM married a Control Data in 58.
Wow.
1960.
Starring Kirk Douglas as Spartacus. Slave, gladiator, invincible fighter. Laurence Olivier.
Wow, that's quite a tandem right there, along with all the other actors and actresses. Spartacus, starring Kirk Douglas and Tony Curtis, opened in theaters across the U.S. 1960. Kirk Douglas is still with us. He's 100 years old.
Unbelievable.
And still with us. Lew Alcindor, not yet. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar made his NBA debut for the Milwaukee Bucks. Pretty good debut out of UCLA. He had 29 points, 12 rebounds, and a 119-110 Milwaukee Bucks win.
That's a nice pro debut.
That was in 69. Kind of a big day today in 75.
So, Artie, you've come crawling back.
That's a great line.
It's very nice that you would invite me on your show, Paul. Thanks a lot.
The movies are over now? Little two-part harmony?
I'll try it again, see if it works this time.
It was Simon and Garfunkel reuniting.
I'm just a
Saturday Night Live on this date, 1975.
That gets you the chills. I love that.
Some pretty good two-part harmony, wouldn't you say?
I would say.
And Art had the full fro going.
Yeah.
1975.
Their voices together, magic.
On SNL. 1977, we saw the birth, 1977, this date of Mr. October.
Oh, boy.
Reggie Jackson. Long drive right field. It is. Goodbye. A big, big World Series.
All right, now one home run was enough. Then came this. Neil, though.
He's not done.
He's not done.
Goodbye.
Three clouts in one game. That last one off a Charlie Huff knuckleball.
Forget about who the most valuable player is in the world.
Howard's going bonkers. Reggie Jackson, Mr. October, three home runs. Yankees beat the Dodgers.
Three pitches.
Game six of the World Series. They won the series that day. Four games at two.
Did he have one of those off of Bob Welch?
Probably.
Yeah. I think he did.
I know for sure that's definitely Charlie Huff throwing that last one.
And that's not the only Keith Jackson time we'll hear his name?
That is the only time. Well, that's not the only time we'll hear his name. It's the only time we'll hear his voice. That will also cover him later on for some reason. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, he was the play-by-play guy there.
He
with
was.
Howard.
1977 is the date for that. 1988, we saw Roseanne.
Why do you always wait to the last minute to tell me these things? I've got a life, too, you know. It's not like I don't have nothing to do.
I'm sorry. What do you want me to do? Throw myself off a bridge?
Yeah, and take your brother and sister with you.
The debut of Roseanne, the sitcom on ABC this date. And 2 years ago, the Iran deal was made official on this date. President Trump isn't a big fan of the Iran deal. We received two Shahs and an Ayatollah to be named later on this date 2 years.
That's a heck of a trade.
2 years ago. Birthdays, Keith Jackson. We just mentioned him. We just heard him. Keith Jackson, here come the Alabama Crimson Tide. Very staccato in his style and one of the greats of all time when it comes to play-by-play. You hear Keith Jackson, you think college football. You don't think World Series of 77. You don't think Monday Night Football, even though he worked on those. He probably did some Olympic work and wide world of sports with Jim McKay. But you think of college football on Saturday, do you not?
Yes, absolutely. You know, you forget about the baseball, and you're right, the Monday Night Football, which he definitely did. He's a college football icon.
And he's 89 today. The Packers. Helped
coached
lead
him too,
and yes,
he
did. But first, he led the Bengals to the Super Bowl, where they lost to the 49ers. He was the coach there, and then he later became the coach of the Packers. Forrest Gregg is 84 today. She was Marianne.
Oh yeah, if you like skin and bone, that's what I got the most of.
Oh, I hate muscle men. I like underdeveloped, underfed, undernourished men like you.
Marianne and Gilligan getting kind of fresh, but they're doing it as an act. Don Wells, and of course, the debate will rage on probably until the end of time.
Right.
When our sun burns out, they will still be the last thing that they'll be saying. Before the sun engulfs the earth, somebody will say, are you Marianne or a ginger guy?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
That'll be the last thing said.
Yep.
Don Williams, Don Wells is 79. Happy birthday to you. This guy, he was Iron Mike.
I'm not going to put 47 guys' careers in the hand of somebody who thinks he knows more than I know. That's just the way I feel.
Yeah, that's Mike Ditka. And that was after the 92 game against the Vikings when Jim Harbaugh called the audible.
Right.
And threw it into the hands of Vikings secondary man, safety Todd Scott. He returned it.
Oops.
It was 20-0 Bears at that time. The final was 21-20 Vikings in 92.
Nice.
Denny Green's first year.
Love it.
Iron Mike Ditka.
Not happy.
He is an entertaining fella. A lot of good rants for him with the media. He's very Bobby Knight-like.
And then he went to work for the media.
He did. Mike Ditka is 78 today. Is 66.
TV theme.
She worked with Robin Williams. I can still see Mork sitting on his head in Mindy's Jeep. She pulls up to the house. It's
Nano,
Mork
Nano.
And Mindy. Yeah, how is your Nano Nano doing?
Yeah.
Your
fine.
Shazbot? How's your Shazbot? Have you checked your Shazbot lately?
Can we say that on the radio?
I just did. Oh, Pam Dauber is 66 today. Chuck Lorre, he's the guy who's given us shows like My Two Dads, Roseanne, Grace Under Fire, Sybil. 2 and a Half Men.
Pretty good list.
The Big Bang Theory. I think he, I don't know if he, I don't think he did How I Met Your Mother, but a lot of those that were on CBS here in the last decade or so. Chuck Lorre, 65, one of the great tennis players of all time. She looked a lot like John Denver.
She
Martina
did,
Navratilova, 61, 18 Grand Slam singles title. But she had 18 singles titles, but 38 doubles titles during.
Wow.
She was a great doubles player with a number of different partners. She is 61. The Hitman, Thomas Hitman Hearns, 59. He won world titles in 5 different weight classes.
Pretty good.
He's 59. Jean-Claude Van Damme. Guy could act.
Oh, great actor.
Hello. Yes. I'm Van Damme. It was 22 years ago today. I was alone in the Rockies.
My clothes weren't taken by big, sweaty bears.
I was scared. I was left with nothing except my tight leopard print on the pants.
What else did you need at that point in time out in the Rockies?
What is that from?
Bloodsport, kickboxer.
Oh,
he was
God.
In the Expendables, too. Yeah. That's a Coors Light commercial that he did a year or two ago. Jean-Claude Van Damme. He's getting up there. He's 57. Our rapper of the day is Baby Bash.
Ooh.
Baby Bash, 42.
I'm familiar with Baby. Is that a man or a woman?
Don't know. Lindsey Vonn, I know that's a woman. Lindsey Vonn, great Olympic skier, skiing champion, Minnesota native.
Yep.
Got her started Buck Hill, 33. Zac Efron, the actor. He was in The Neighbors and Neighbors 2. I saw him most recently in Baywatch.
Oh.
Zac Efron is 30 today. And basketball player Brittany Griner and her Adam's apple are both 27 today. Happy birthday. She plays in the WNBA.
Okay. Gone but not forgotten today, Jim. We start with actor Bobby Troup. He was Dr. Joe Early. Remember this TV theme?
Emergency.
Rampart.
Which was the hospital.
Right on. That's where Dr. Joe Early was in charge.
He was the silver gray-haired fella.
Right on. That's actor Bobby Troup, who was born on this day, 1918. I love that TV theme. Former Canadian Prime Minister, I think he's in my top three former Canadian Prime Ministers, Pierre Trudeau.
He is second to Brian Mulroney for me.
Very nice. 1919 for Pierre Trudeau. Guy who served in the Senate for a long time, Senator Jesse Helms, was born on this day, 1921. He was a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Chuck Berry.
When I was a wee little boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, my.
I voted, and I nominated that song as our class song.
Right.
Didn't get very far.
It didn't.
Despite a campaign and a letter-writing campaign.
Didn't sweep the polls?
No, it didn't.
Okay.
We ended up going with Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
Well,
I mean,
I can see.
Anybody could have picked that.
Yeah, that's too easy. Chuck Berry, he had the hits. Maybelline, The list does go on. 1926 for the great Chuck Berry. He lived a long life. He just died here this year or last year. Maybe this year, I think.
This past year.
Yeah.
March, I think.
Academy Award-winning actor George C. Scott. He was born in the state in 1927.
All this stuff you heard about America not wanting to fight, wanting to stay out of the war, is a lot of horse dung. Americans traditionally love to fight. All real Americans love the sting of battle.
Patton.
Something else. He won Oscar for that role. I mean, that's almost what you think of when you think of George C. Scott. You think of his role as Patton. He was also a great Ebenezer Scrooge.
One of the best.
One of the very best for that one as well. George C. Scott, 1927. I just start to chuckle just seeing his name. Emmy Award-winning actor Peter Boyle.
I'm not just some trophy wife.
Wait for it. Wait for it. It's coming.
It will.
You're a trophy wife? What contest in hell did I win?
There they go back and forth from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Doris Roberts.
He was, of course, the monster in Young Frankenstein. Good, so good. Many other programs. Peter Boyle, the great Peter Boyle, 1935. He is the man suspected and still, we believe, that killed President John F. Kennedy, then met his own demise on live TV.
It's interesting the staff would use the word suspected in the description of Lee Harvey Oswald.
Correct.
There,
Lee Harvey Oswald.
They're believing it's a conspiracy.
Right. Was born on this day, 1939. And one more. We lost her in April of this year. Young lady, actress Erin Moran.
She was Joni.
All right. If you want to be stupid, then fight. I'm going home. But on the way, I'm stopping at Jenny Piccolo's and give her a punch. Get on my way.
Now, did we ever see Jenny Piccolo? Was she good looking? I can't remember.
I don't recall.
Maybe.
Might have had a black eye.
Yeah, now that I think about it, I think there was an actress that played Jenny Piccolo. Yeah. They talked about her so much that I thought for a moment it was kind of like Heidi Abramowitz, Joan Rivers' friend that she always talked about that we never saw, but she was a tramp.
She was Joni Cunningham, Richie's little sister, on Happy Days and Joni Loves Chachi. She died a little bit destitute. She ran into some tough times, then had throat cancer.
She was homeless and living in a trailer with a friend's trailer. And it's not what you expect from a sitcom star of a show that was on for a decade.
Right. She developed throat cancer and was not properly treated and died at a very young age of 56. Erin Moran was born on this day, 1960. Jim, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
I'm going to go home and play a round of the Happy Days card game.
Very nice.
In honor of Joni.
Pack
and
your
Erin
lunch
Moran
today in your Happy Days lunchbox.
The Almanac has been brought to you by
our friend Kurt Weers over at United Country Real Estate in Andale. Nobody knows the country, we think, any better than Kurt Weers. For more information and contact info, go to WeSellFarmsMN.com.
All right, that does it for today's Almanac. We'll be back to close out the Bob FM, Bob Morning Show. I'll remind you about the All Request Lunch Hour and maybe a keyword for you too, Reba.